This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Friday, hour two means what? Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Cramer here for the entire hour with your calls, questions, and comments. Some texts rolling in already. Calls welcome to at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Welcome back, Senator Cramer. Happy Friday to you.
Friday.
There we go. Now I'm hearing him. There, I hear you. Can you hear us, Kevin?
Yeah, now we're in business.
All right. Beautiful.
All right.
Listen to what I just reading this during the break, an AP poll that says President Joe Biden's approval rating hit the lowest point of his presidency in May, a new poll shows, with deepening pessimism emerging among members of his own Democratic Party. 39% of U.S. adults approve of Biden's performance as president. This is an AP Center for Public Research poll. Only about 2 in 10 adults say the U.S. is heading in the right direction or the economy is good. I'd like to find those two people, but what do you make of these new numbers for Team Biden?
None of it's surprising to me, Scott. I mean, probably not surprising to you either. You talk to enough people throughout the course of a week. But when you just look at the data and you talk to real people, there's hardly a trend going the right direction. And people feel that. And quite honestly, people feel it before the data shows it and before the statistics show it. And they've been concerned for a long time. So I'm not at all surprised. The other thing that's interesting to me about that poll and all of the recent polls, Scott, that there has not been a good poll for Democrats or for Joe Biden in a long time, is that the people are smart enough to know who's at the helm and what the problem is and who's creating the problem and who refuses to fix the problems with, particularly with our economy and our border and crime. Because it's the president of the United States. It's Joe Biden. It's his policies. It's his pouring more money on inflation. It's his opening the border wide open. It's his not paying attention to the details of his agencies, like the FDA and this baby formula shortage. Joe Biden sort of suffers from this notion that if he talks tough, then the problems all go away. And people see this and they know what the problem is and they know where it's coming from. And hopefully, and I'm quite certain, they know how to, one way to correct it is to correct course in November.
Another interesting poll that part of this, the president's support among Hispanic Americans a year ago was 50-something. It's now 20-something. It's been absolutely cut in half. A constituency that often favors Democrats, as his did, as recent as a year ago. I mean, there's nothing but bad news here.
It's really amazing, Scott. And I get back to the southern border issue. The idea that Democrats think that allowing the southern border to be wide open and let a couple of million people come across illegally every year, and now starting next week when Title 42 expires, DHS expects an additional 1 million in the first 6 weeks. And they're for all these policies. What they miscalculate is that legal citizen and legal immigrant Mexicans don't agree with them. They don't agree with that policy. That is not a pro-Hispanic American policy. And the other thing is, I was just this week, I spoke at an event over at the Heritage Foundation with Phil Graham in honor of Dick Armey's book. And we afterwards at dinner, Senator Graham, who, retired, as you know, a former senator from Texas, a superstar in my mind, brilliant guy. He follows all of the congressional races really closely in Texas. And he said, the idea that Democrats think that the threat of a Roe v. Wade being overturned is somehow beneficial to them, at the polls, do not understand the Hispanic American centric congressional districts. He said we have candidates, Republicans, in some of these districts in Texas that are D plus 15, which means they're 15%. The Democratic chances are 15% greater than the Republican chances. That we have candidates that may very well win to some degree based on the abortion issue, because Democrats have gone so far off the ledge on abortion rights.
Let's get to some calls, questions, and comments. Stacking up here, folks. Welcome those at 701-258-0550. Text 2 at 701-237-1590. Blake in Bismarck, thanks for waiting. Go ahead for Senator Kramer.
Hey, Senator Kramer, how you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
100 senators, which is, makes you one of the most powerful men in the country. And we need people like you to fight the power that's out there. I'm a little guy with a 401k, and I bought some ExxonMobil stock back in the day. And when this engine number one thing came around, me and every person in North Dakota involved in the energy sector is like, well, there's no way that engine number one is ever going to get any of these environmentalist wacko people on the board of ExxonMobil. Well, they did. Mm-hmm. So, you start mm-hmm. doing some research as to how the heck that could happen, and it's all about ESG. And BlackRock and State Street Capital and Vanguard mm-hmm. went and voted all of their shares for this engine number one because that's what they say is going on with Disney. Disney doesn't really want to do all this transgender crap, but Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street Capital, are doing that to get them a good ESG score. They have to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you're very powerful, but it seems like BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street Capital are a lot more powerful. So is there anything that can be done about this?
So, great question. By the way, great observation, Scott. So, you and I talk a lot about ESG, right? And you've attended or watched a couple of my bully pulpits when I bring in these CEOs from the major banks. And by the way, we have another one coming. We haven't set the date yet, but I had a good visit with Jane Frazier from Citi the other day, and she's the next one on the docket as far as the major banks to come and talk about this very topic. But what he's talked, this is just even a little bit different than the traditional FDIC-insured banks. So you take BlackRock's the best example, or a Vanguard, another good example, where they have a lot of shares that are passive investors. In other words, these investors are part of a large group or, part of their business, their employer's retirement program. And so they automatically take all of those votes, all of those shareholder votes, and vote them for the shareholder when the shareholder, doesn't agree with the vote. And a lot of that has to do with ESG, that is environmental social governance. So whether it's anti-fossil fuel or pro-transgender or particular race that isn't represented well enough in the corporate headquarters, all of these things become, and there's an index for these things, but it's a very undisciplined index. So there's two bills. One is the bill that I introduced that now has 34 sponsors on it, called the Fair Access to Banking Act, which would make it illegal for a bank that's insured by the FDIC to categorically exclude entire legal entities, so entire industries. So you can't just pick a category of industry and say, well, if you burn fossil fuel or coal, for example, we won't lend to you. Or if you are a gun manufacturer or an ammunition sales or a private security firm that works for ICE, for example. And there's a lot of this going on. The other one, though, that really gets to the heart of this caller's point is called the Index Act. And that's a bill that was introduced originally by Dan Sullivan of Alaska. And I am, of course, an original co-sponsor of it. And that would make it illegal for the CEO or the chairman of the board or the company itself to cast votes on behalf of passive investors who've not given them that permission. That's a pretty fundamental and a big deal. So to answer the question, is there anything we can do? Yes. These are the things we are doing in terms of introducing legislation. And by the way, even before the legislation gets on the floor, gets passed, if it ever does, it has an impact. My legislation has already had an impact on some of the larger banks that have gone from absolutely no fossil fuels to a more modest longer term, and by the way, these people realize they need to do this, a longer term transition, as they call it. What they need as much as anything is for people like for people like me and others like me in the Congress to make sure that they're hearing from our side, because right now what they hear from are their 25-year-old to 35-year-old employees. They hear from these activist investors, these loud environmental groups, and so they respond to that. And they're not hearing enough from activist investors on the other side. Because guess what? Conservatives aren't activists necessarily. We just want the government to stay out of our hair. So those are a couple of things that are actually going on right now. And I think the Index Act gets more specifically to this issue of passive investors.
Great question.
Great
appreciate the call very much. Absolutely. Karen in Williston, you're next. Don has a question on trucking. A South Dakota listener waiting to weigh in. And others, welcome at 258-0550. We'll also start mixing in the text here as well at 701-237-1590 for Senator Kevin Cramer. Here for three more segments, so get your questions or comments in. We'll continue after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on the menu today? We're going to bust up the routines and go with something in the way of home cook, and not the same old, same old. If you're tired of that, come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Meatballs today in Euland. Meatloaf at MP Avenue downtown. Fargo beef stroganoff in Glendon. Come on. North Dakota or what? What's for dinner here, right? Beef. That's what's for dinner. Meatball sub at 12th and I-29. Fried or baked chicken, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The pulled pork sandwich in Harwood and Valley City. Chipped beef today or fish and fries. PetroServe USA. Remember, Friday at all their locations, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. These are inflation busters, folks, at a PetroServe USA near you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Phone lines are full, so we're going to rip through these quick as we can. Karen in Williston for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Senator Cramer. Say, I am worried about... Can you hear me?
Sure can.
I can.
Okay. So, in January, the Biden administration sent some proposed amendments to the World Health Association. The World Health Association published those amendments in April, and we're just finding out about it. And basically, it's giving away our sovereignty on health matters, that the WHO would be able to shut us down. They wouldn't have to prove anything if these amendments pass. And it's going to be voted on May 22nd to May 28th, 194 countries. And nobody hardly knows about this. And what are you going to do if it passes? This needs to be stopped.
Yeah. So, no, thanks for that question and raising the issue. Couple of things, and not super surprising to me, but couple of things. One is that, they do have an amendment. Biden administration's offering it. The amendment itself actually, requires the WHO to do some things they already do. It's sort of weird in a way. It's almost like they needed to say something, like instructing the director general to develop early warning criteria for assessing, potential or upcoming or, possible pandemics, things like that. It more focuses on communication structure and infrastructure, trying to make sure that there's a global communication system that gets information more transparently out. And I think we'd all would like WHO to be a lot more transparent, although I don't have much faith in it myself. With regard to the other criteria, there's two things to know for sure and that you should take some heart with. It does not supersede federal law. Nothing in it allows the WHO to tell the United States of America what to do with regard to to disease, infectious disease, to pandemics, or any of that. So there's nothing like that in it. And in fact, it has no enforcement mechanism whatsoever. So while it gives a nod to the WHO, which you're clearly uncomfortable with, I don't like, I don't know why we ever acquiesce our excellence to the mediocrity of a global organization. But we don't give up any sovereignty in it. We've looked at it. We looked at it closely. Reached out to the committee that has jurisdiction over it, and have sought assurances. And the two main things is it does not supersede federal law, nor does it have any enforcement mechanism. And by and large, it doesn't really do much different than what the WHO is already supposed to do. It does do one thing that's I don't want to say it's alarming, but it is a flag that we have to watch really. Really closely, and that is that it does create a compliance committee. Again, without any enforcement mechanism, but it does have an implication that the WHO can have some authority over a sovereign nation. My personal view on a lot of this, Scott, and having gone through now this pandemic, is I don't really know why we, again, acquiesce any of our excellence to the mediocrity of other players, particularly when almost no other country in the world, has the level of freedom that we have for our individuals.
Well, clearly the Biden administration thinks very differently, though. because it's their proposed amendment.
That's the issue. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But,
at least it's the Biden.
Congress could opt out of this, right? And the only comfort I've seen in this is that it doesn't happen immediately. I forget when it takes place, but it's a ways down the road. And obviously,
it doesn't have any meat. it's sort of the Biden administration's wish list or view opinion, but they can't enforce it or obligate the United States to the WHO's power. But in the meantime, to your point, Scott, you're right. What can Congress do? Well, we've done a lot of things. We can pass resolutions of disapproval. If they don't bring this to us, of course, it's not a rulemaking or a regulation that we can actually overturn with a Congressional Review Act, but we can, with our oversight, continue to hammer on them, and people like Karen and others keep sounding the alarm and keep the public and keep their politicians aware of it and accountable to it so that things don't slip through the cracks. But we have looked at it very closely.
Answer your question there, Karen.
Kind of, I guess, but I don't trust the WHO, so, and it's November.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I don't either, but the good thing is we don't have to trust the WHO because they don't have authority over us, and we just have to make sure we never give them authority over us.
Yeah.
But when you have people like the Biden administration, those are legitimate concerns, right? I mean, that's a legitimate concern.
They would give it to them. They would give them the authority, without question.
And they would if it was unilaterally up to them. They very well might, because they agree with them. See, that's the problem. It's not even so much that they trust them as much as they agree with their overarching power. Yeah.
And I've heard some people say, "Hey, this is a good thing because we need this from China," as if they're going to follow any transparency.
So
any, who are we kidding?
Thank you, Scott. That's exactly. See, it's like any type of a law, right? If we pass laws to keep the honest people honest, but the criminals are still criminals. If laws kept criminals from being criminals, we wouldn't have any criminals. So. You're exactly right. Remember, if we haven't learned our lesson with China, with the World Trade Organization, then shame on us. If we think that passing stricter laws, but you do make a point. I think the point of this is why I focus on the transparency and the communication process. Yes, but there already is one. And if the communications process we have actually worked, and if China actually adhered to it, we would have had a much earlier warning about, COVID. But they didn't, and so we didn't.
A lot of questions about that. Thank you very much for that call. Don, question for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
By the way, just before we go to Don, you're 2 for 2 for really smart callers today, Scott, just so you know.
Yeah.
Don, the pressure's on.
Yeah, the pressure's on. Go ahead, Don.
This is not going to be good. Senator, I know every time I call, it's about trucks, and I know you're probably tired of hearing some of it, but you probably know they're coming out with another speed limiter to knock us off again. And they said that the traffic crashes that went up last year, so they're going after the trucks to speed limit us. And I'm so sick of this. Why? I mean, why? Why always us? Are we just the easy ones to pick on, or what is the reasoning for this?
All right, good question. We'll tackle that.
It's hard for me to get in the head of a liberal, but
yeah, when we
come back, we can talk about it.
Onerous regulations on our trucking industry. What is the end game there? It's a good question. Don, Alex in Litchfield, South Dakota, Houston and Watford City. Stay tuned.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden heads to South Korea, two Secret Service agents in South Korea were kicked off their assignment and sent stateside for discipline. The two agents, whose identities were not made public, are reported to have become intoxicated while not on duty. And then one of the agents got in an altercation with a cab driver. North Korea may show a sign of strength while the president is in Asia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on a North Korean display of force.
We've said from this podium, we've said at the State Department, and we've indicated in quite clear terms that our intelligence does reflect the genuine possibility that there will be either a further missile test, including long-range missile test, or a nuclear test, or frankly both, in the days leading into, on, or after the president's trip to the region.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Morning, before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Stop sending checks, your hard-earned money, to people that absolutely are the antithesis of everything you care about. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, broad nationwide coverage. In fact, here's the little secret. They use the same towers as all the other major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. Got a great U.S. customer-based support team that provides exceptional customer support. They make everything so easy. And they share your values and support organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Fact, they have special discounts for veterans and first responders, same for multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flag family for the deals. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Don's question, why? Why are they after trucking now, the latest being this speed limit rule he's talking about?
Yeah, so it's a proposal. It's not the first time it's come around. I think Don knows that. It's a proposal that the it's called, I almost said FMCSA, but that's the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Don knows that. But it's just another one of those federal bureaucracies. They tried it, Don, I want to say like in 2016 with these automatic, they're limiters, they're speed limit limiters. And of course, what that means is that you have to have a device in your truck that they can, somebody can track, I guess, or that lets the truck know what the speed limit is and automatically adjusts it. Again, something like that presumes that our truckers are dishonest or that they're going to speed whether they may or they may not. It's totally unnecessary. It allows the government to watch more closely. Like I said, completely unnecessary. It's really harassment. But what makes this awful, besides just the obvious point that it's anti-private, privacy and antitrust, is we have a shortage of truckers. We have a shortage of trucks. We have a supply chain crisis, Joe Biden. Your inflation is caused due in no small part to the supply chain crisis, which is due in no small part to a shortage of truck drivers, and truck drivers who are choosing to do lots of other things because there are lots of other things people can do and make money these days. And so let's just harass them some more and make sure we make the problem worse. I do not like I said, I can't get in the head of a liberal to understand how silly they are.
I like that.
Have to stay in the fight.
It's just sad. You have to conclude, Don, don't you, that they don't want commerce to move. They want to slow this down. They want to make it worse. I don't know how else to explain it.
You do wonder, Scott, but what's in it for them?
Well,
now, one thing, Don.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Well, I just ask you, Don, one thing, you know, one of the things FMCSA often does is, and regulation generally does, you guys, is it favors the big guy, right? And much like baby formulas, much like, you know, global international oil companies, big banks, concentration creates big entities and pushes out the little guy. Meat packers, another good example. And so consequently, the big shops, the union shops, you know, they get some selfish, reward out of it, but it's not good for commerce.
Appreciate the call, Don. We're going to keep moving here. Alex in Litchfield.
Hey, Scott, I want to say about WHO, though. During the break, I thought, you know, we did try to get out of WHO. Remember, I supported Donald Trump getting out. I actually was on legislation to cut funding to WHO when Donald Trump was president. So at the heart of the pandemic, when it was first getting started, skepticism already existed, and we need to get back to those kinds of ideas.
Yeah, a lot of concerns over that here today. Let's go to Alex in Litchfield on another topic. Go ahead, Alex. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, Carvin Kramer. I'm just curious. You voted for the Ukrainian funding bill. How do you expect to get reelected with voting for something so anti-North Dakota? And also, why? That was all.
Sure. First of all, I don't know how voting for Ukraine is anti-North Dakota, but a good chunk of that money, by the way, was for the United States military to replenish the weapons systems that we had donated to Ukraine to fight against Vladimir Putin's illegal, unprovoked, evil attack on a sovereign country that Russia itself had signed an agreement was in fact a sovereign country given the borders that it has. So that's the first thing. We do want to replenish our own munitions because regardless of what people might think, this world is not all that safe. And Europe and Russia is, along with China, ground zero. After the Cold War, the United States had no near peer adversaries whatsoever. Since that time, Russia has become a near peer adversary, and China, in many respects, has become a peer adversary. And by the way, their ambitions are not secret. I mean, Vladimir Putin's aggression into Ukraine is a pretty good example of how serious they are about taking more territory and pushing communism into free countries. Now, there was a miscalculation on Vladimir Putin's part, a gross one. Now that Finland and Sweden have asked to join NATO, something that seemed impossible a year ago. I mean, outrageously impossible a year ago. And now neutral countries are seeking membership into NATO, and that's going to add another, 1,300 miles of Russian border that will now be surrounded by NATO countries, whereas before, NATO didn't bump up against Russia, and Ukraine's a good example of that. So, quite honestly, helping Ukraine win the war against Russia is a very small price to pay for what a all-out war would cost if we don't help them win this. Along with, by the way, with our other European allies, NATO allies, as well as allies that aren't NATO countries. That's the reason it's a very pro-North Dakota, very pro-American vote to cast. At the same time as all this is happening in Europe, Xi Jinping in China is watching very, very closely. Our friends and allies in the Pacific are watching very closely. They're watching to see how supportive the United States and other freedom-loving countries are with regard to the takeover or the attempted takeover by a communist neighbor. And they're gonna respond accordingly. I think quite honestly, Ukraine's response and Europe's response, as well as America's, the West's response, has given some pause to the leader of China, who is the emperor for life, as you might know. and has much greater ambitions even than Vladimir Putin, and he doesn't even hide his ambitions about the world he wants to take over. So our friends in Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, obviously, are very, very concerned, and they're very important to us, and we're important to them. And one thing I will say, Scott, is I was very frustrated by the process. This was a $40 billion package. Again, not all of it went to Ukraine. A lot of it, in fact, was to replenish our own troops or our own munitions, as well as to support our own embassy. But it wasn't well debated. It didn't go through an appropriations process. We didn't have a markup. We didn't have hearings in the appropriations process.
Now, on that point, another listener says, if you're able to ram a $40 billion spending bill through, how about a rule that eliminates the need for truckers to have all those extra classes that need to be taken in South Dakota? I mean, I think what people are frustrated with is, you know, this one could get rammed through, but other things that we obviously want to get passed, why not attach it to them?
Because then you're right. You could do that. You could try to, and we did try to attach some things to it. We tried to have an amendment process. In fact, the bill got held up for about a week in that very process. The problem is appropriations bills come over from the House. This one did, already passed by the House. We of course need 60 votes to pass something like this in the Senate. And even, so in our attempts to try to add things to it, we couldn't get 60 votes to add the things to it. And so, as Otto von Bismarck said, politics is the art of the possible. And it wasn't possible to get things attached to it. But plus, it would have to go back to the House for another vote, where it may not get an up or down vote. So it's a binary choice, and I think that's the people's frustration. Now, I would tell you at the same time, the same thing yesterday, this all happened yesterday. We passed the $40 billion yesterday, but we killed another $48 billion bill that came the exact same way, Scott. No hearings, no markup, no debate. And that was a $48 billion that would have gone to the hospitality industry for COVID relief. And that one we were able to kill because it didn't have universal support. I'm sympathetic to the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry, but I am tired of, being given multi tens of billion dollar packages without any debate or discussion or a markup in a committee and by the way, since that bill was introduced about a year ago, or at least close to a year ago, a lot has changed. So you've got to go through an appropriate process in these things. And it's just not, that one wasn't important enough to violate the principles of good order.
Two more on this. Ask Senator Kramer how he could vote for more spending to corrupt Ukraine. How about us here in the USA? Another saying, should you now take responsibility for inflation? Between this and the infrastructure bill, we're spending money we don't have.
So the infrastructure bill is 100% paid for. 100%, Scott. Not 90%.
Why wasn't this bill? What happened there?
100%. Well, because to pay for this one, because they didn't offer that up in the bill. I helped write the infrastructure bill. This one, they didn't offer it up. They offered up a $40 billion bill, which all is borrowed. Now, in terms of it adding to inflation, this is money that is being spent on very specific things. It's not money in the marketplace. It's money that is going to fight a war or to help another country fight a war and help us prepare for a war by replenishing munitions that are already in existence, where the supply chain is already in existence, where the actual manufacturing facilities are already in existence and already making these things. So this doesn't have the same inflationary impact as just throwing money against the wall and saying, go into the marketplace, you deserve help, go spend it. And I'd also add that national defense is the most legitimate, if not the only most legitimate, two legitimate things: interstate commerce, thus infrastructure, and national defense, thus military and military spending. So again, 100% paid for in the infrastructure bill. This one, while not paid for, is at least a legitimate use of taxpayer dollars.
And on the corruption point, why not an inspector general with this? Why didn't that get included to have some oversight of the spending?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. That was one of the things we tried to stick to it. Now, remember, both this bill and the previous bill has money in it for an inspector general. So there's a little bit of a gamesmanship going on in that. Both bills have an inspector general in it. One member wanted to name the inspector general so we could handpick the inspector general. That would be kind of nice, I suppose. But there's a very good inspector general that was in charge of
Afghanistan. So oversight is there. Oversight is there on the spending.
Yeah,
even
the oversight is there. Yeah.
Final segment coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Puckledge in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, let's do this. Let's go into a lightning round here so we can get through as many of you as possible in our final segment on What's On Your Mind.
Right.
Texter says, is 30 by 30 a concern we should be The actual question is, it's a major concern. Is it a real concern? I don't know what that means versus
a
regular
concern. I think what the tester is asking, why they're asking that, because so many people say, oh, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. It's a big deal, you guys. And if you doubt that 30 by 30, the president's executive order to protect 30% of America's land by 2030 isn't under federal protection, by the way. Protection doesn't mean the local park, doesn't mean states. It means federal protection. If you aren't concerned about it and you don't think they're serious about it, just look at some of the questioning I've done lately in the Environment and Public Works Committee, including this week with the director of Fish and Wildlife Service, who lied to me, by the way, about WPAs. And we don't need to get into that long argument, but 30 by 30 is very real. Can you, just to put it in perspective, that's, to get to 30% is four times the size of California.
No.
440 million
and,
more acres.
And their argument is that it's voluntary, so don't worry about it. It's voluntary, as if somehow that would make it.
Yeah, so my line about that, Scott, is if they say it's voluntary, it's predatory.
Speaking of which, the Director Williams of the Fish and Wildlife Service was before your committee this week, and I know you've worked hard to get a better appeals process for these easements.
Right.
Any progress there that you're satisfied with?
No, there's not, including her answer to my question, because she lied to me. I think because she didn't know. Because I asked her, a lot of these appeals go up to the director. She's the director. I said, well, have you ever favored the applicant or the landowner in one of these? Oh, yeah, we've adjusted many of them. No, I've had landowners that saw that. They're so mad about that. They don't ever adjust them to the benefit of the landowner. They just take more land. We can get into it some other time, Scott, and I'm going to get into it with her because there's lots of things that I want to drill down on.
All right, let's go. Quick questions, quick answers here. Sylvester, your question for Senator Kramer. Go.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Senator. It's good to make yourself available. My understanding is this whole thing in between Ukraine and Russia, that it is simply a step on the road to a globalist alliance. They used to call it a new world order, the one world government, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering, is there any talk on the Senate floor of whether the United States is going to oppose this global alliance, or are we going to go along with it?
So I'm not sure what you're talking about. Are we talking about NATO or... I'm not sure. The war in Ukraine is really Ukraine defending itself against an attack by Russia. And anybody that thinks it's the other way around should just go there. But, well over 100,000 troops camped out at the border and came across into Ukraine. And the reason that's an illegal act is because in 1994, Russia signed a pact with Ukraine along with the United States and the United Kingdom that these would be the sovereign borders of Ukraine. They agreed to that. So they're the ones in violation of that now. The alliance that you may see building up is, again, Finland and Sweden joining the NATO alliance. But NATO has been around for decades to combat, specifically to push against Russia. But NATO is a strictly defensive alliance, and it always has been, and it still is, a defensive alliance. Beyond that, in terms of a governing alliance, the one I worry most about is Russia and China forming some sort of an alliance. So that would be something to worry about.
All right, let's go next to Watford City. Is it Huston? Go ahead, you're up for Senator Kramer.
Did you say Houston?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
That's what he said.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. So my concern is also what that lovely lady had expressed about the WHO. I'm losing sleep over it, in fact. And my question is, like you say, that it's unenforceable, but my question is once they do sign that, who's going to defend us? Because, I mean, that ultimately puts us under the UN. You know what I mean? And so it's
I do.
I mean... Who's gonna be able to stop that? And you're talking about Ukraine and the agreement in 94 and stuff like that. I mean, they're gonna come back with the agreement of the WHO that they're signing between the 22nd and the 24th or whatever it is. You know, I am super sick to my stomach about this. It's just like putting the nose ring in a bold nose. I mean,
yeah.
Once they put that on, what are we going to do? You know, because
all right, got it. We're going to get
so,
to the
so he, I really appreciate this because, and one thing I should have said is, if they put an enforcement mechanism in, which it does not have, but for them to have an enforcement mechanism, it then becomes a treaty. And a treaty does have to be ratified by the United States Senate. And there's no chance that could ever happen. I shouldn't say ever, because I suppose the day could come when Democrats would be in charge of everything and they'd have to have about 67, I think it's a two-thirds majority, at least 60 members, maybe two-thirds of a majority in the Senate to ratify a treaty like that. And I'm not even sure you could get 60-some Democrats to do something that dumb. So that's the thing that you should – this is why you should sleep at night. It's not enforceable. If they put an enforcement mechanism on it, it becomes a treaty, at which time the United States Senate has ratification authority over it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Houston. And all those before him. Great questions and comments today from a lot of
Scott,
folks.
Scott, this might have been the smartest lineup you've had. So whoever you hired for callers this week, good job.
Wow, yeah, great questions, and appreciate the access, as always, Senator Kramer, and the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. Talk to you soon.
Always my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody.
See you Monday, folks. God bless. Goodbye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.